Guys,
hello,
welcome to the shit show.
Yes sir,
with Kate and Chloe. So this is our first episode.
Yes,
obviously.
It is. Yep.
And you know, we were just planning on telling you our crazy life experiences,
yeah, while at college.
Mm-hmm. And you know, teaching you things like valuable life lessons so you don't have to learn them on your own.
Exactly. So if you ever find yourself and these situations, which I really hope you don't because they're so bizarre, but if you do, now you know how to handle them.
Now you know how to handle it, exactly.
Right. And avoid them, and maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we figured we would start from the beginning.
Right.
You know, so.
This episode is
called, This Is Why You Should Go Random for College Roommates.
Yeah, exactly.
And it really starts from the beginning. This starts when we were first becoming friends.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah, so let's just get into it.
Yeah, so basically,
yes,
I met my roommate on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
on the Facebook group chat. I was that basic bitch, you know, mm-hmm. scrolling, looking for a roommate because I was afraid to go random. Yep. But Kate went random.
Yes, I did go random, guys. Would recommend. I was nervous going into it because I was like, I'm not gonna know who this person is. What if they're crazy?
Yes.
But
It turned out
pretty well.
Yes.
And looking at Chloe's experience, I was like, okay, I'm kind of glad.
Kind of glad.
That I went random.
Literally. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you found this girl.
Susie is her name.
Mm-hmm.
And
privacy reasons, that's changed. It's not actually Susie.
Yes,
but
yes.
Yeah.
So she was nice at first.
Yeah, she seemed really nice.
Mm-hmm. And she did tell me at first that she had a boyfriend.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And she asked if he could come visit here and there. And I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Right.
So the first week here at our school,
mm-hmm.
for freshmen anyways, is orientation.
Right.
And it's for new freshmen coming in, it's to get to know the campus, get to know other people.
Mm-hmm.
You're usually paired up in a group with people from your dorm, but also with
random people
from other dorms.
Right.
So Susie went to the first day of orientation with me. We were in different groups,
mm-hmm.
but we went to the first one.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden that night, she asked me if her boyfriend, Chad,
could come. Yeah.
And in this conversation, she told me that they had just started dating a week ago.
Take that one in. A week.
Red flag.
Before you go to college, because he does not go here.
No, he doesn't go here. He goes to, community college.
Yeah.
And they live fairly close to campus.
Right, an hour.
Hour and a half. Mm-hmm. So he was close. He could drive.
Yeah.
And he had time.
Yeah.
He had the time to do it.
He had nothing better to do, I guess.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, literally that night, it was the second day.
Okay,
the second day he came. I got to meet Chad.
Yep.
You know,
He showed up. Mm-hmm.
And just picture your typical frat boy.
Yep.
But who isn't in a frat?
Yeah, literally, yep.
I don't know how else to explain him.
No, that's literally him, yeah.
Yeah. So, I met him. He was really nice to me at first,
mm-hmm.
you know, got to know him. Wasn't a big fan, but orientation was going on. So
right,
I was
barely in the room.
I was barely in the room.
So you're whatever.
And I was just, I had the mindset. I was like, you know what? If Susie doesn't want to go out and meet people and she was staying here with her boyfriend of 1 week,
mm-hmm.
then that's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
But so I didn't get the best first impression
right.
from Chad.
Right.
Or from Susie, really.
Yeah.
So during all of this, this is when you and I met,
mm-hmm.
when Kate and I met,
mm-hmm.
and we met in our bathroom,
yep.
we were living on the same dorm floor, floor of our dorm.
Yeah.
And then our dorm was having this
bonfire event thing.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yes.
And we were like, all right,
let's go.
Let's go. What else do we have to do?
Yeah.
So we went, and then we were like, let's go to our porch area that our dorm had.
Yeah.
And we sat on these rocking chairs and we just started talking.
Yeah.
Because we didn't really know each other at this point.
No.
So we were like, oh, okay, let's just get to know each other.
Get to know each other.
Right.
Yeah.
So we get on the topic of your roommate.
Yes.
Because we were just talking about our roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me about mine. So I was telling you, and then I was like, who's yours? How's your roommate going?
So I decided to bring up, Chad.
Yes.
I was like, I got to meet Susie's boyfriend. Like, he was here the whole first week of orientation. Like,
oh, okay. That's literally a little weird, but okay.
No, literally, it was awful. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling her, I was like, you know, like, he was nice enough, but he was kind of a drip. Yeah. Like,
and our rooms are very small.
Yes.
Like, keep that in mind. Keep that They're in like mind. A closet.
Like, so shoebox.
That's what I was, like, most concerned about. I was like, how is he in this room with you guys? How is there three people living in this room?
Yeah, because he stayed. Yeah, like, he
barely
slept over.
Yeah, barely two people can fit comfortably. Yeah. So three is like absurd.
A lot.
Right.
So I was telling her all these funny stories or funny conversations just so she could get the idea of who Chad really
was. You know what I mean? And I could picture this man in my head. I really had a strong idea of what he looked like and how he was going to act. So naturally,
we roast the shit out of him
because that's just who we are. Like dragging him for an hour straight,
like hour
peeing
and a half.
Our pants, like dragging his whole life for no reason.
His whole life. I'm of one impression.
Of a one impression,
which we were right about.
Yeah, we do. We know.
So
we were just dragging him. End this drag by just saying,
in general,
I want to meet him.
Like, yo, okay, you should meet him.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my god, yes. Like, that would be so funny. Da da da.
Yeah.
Didn't think much of saying that.
No.
We should have known.
We should have known. Now we know. Now we know our powers.
Because we have powers.
We have powers.
We summon people.
Yes, we manifest. Mm-hmm. We put it out into the universe and it happens like almost instantly.
So just, you'll see where this is going.
I think you already know.
Yeah.
So it's getting late. We end the conversation there. We're like, you know, it's time to go to bed.
Right.
We both had early morning classes like 8:30.
Yes.
And it's like pushing 12 now.
Mm-hmm.
So we open the door to our floor and we walk in and we hear some yelling.
Yeah. And we didn't think much of it. We were just like, why are people yelling? Like, it's kind of late. What's going on?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Still not thinking anything of it.
No, of course not.
We come up to my door, and we were, like, in the middle of a conversation. Right. So, like, you stayed there, and you were talking to me as I was, like, opening my door. Mm-hmm. We see rose petals on the floor, outside.
That was a big sign.
Like, outside of the door.
Yes.
Door was closed outside of the door, and we were like, what the fuck? Yeah. And so then I try, like, unlocking my door, like, my keys in. I'm like, I can't turn it. Okay. I don't know what's, like, happening.
Yeah.
And Kate goes, you know what? Let me try.
Yeah, let me try.
As she's reaching for the door handle, it swings open. Susie, Chad standing there face to face
with us.
Susie's crying, bawling her eyes out. Mm-hmm. And Chad starts yelling, you know what, Chloe, this is your room. Like, you have the right to be here. I'm leaving.
Yep. And Susie's like, no, give us a second. Like, Chloe, just please give us a second.
Yeah, like, kind of rude. Not to mention, like, I couldn't open the door because she was holding it
shut.
She was holding it shut, so I couldn't turn it. Yep. So now, when I'm having this conversation with them, Kate, like,
I'm running down the hallway because I'm losing my mind that this just happened. Like, I could not even comprehend that I just saw him in the flesh. My jaw dropped, and my first reaction, like, pretty much every time, is to run. So I'm running down the hallway, like, freaking out, losing my mind.
Yes.
And Chloe's still standing there. I, like, turn back around. I see her standing there. She's like, her jaw's also dropped. So I'm like, wait, she didn't know about this? I thought I was getting set up. I was like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah.
So then
I run after you.
Yeah, you run after me. And then we decide to run outside.
Run outside.
Like, why?
Run down
a
flight of stairs and run outside.
Yeah, we're sprinting outside, like, trying to look through, like, look in windows, like, listen. Didn't work. We couldn't see or hear anything. Don't know why we thought that was a good idea. So we're like, all right, let's go back inside.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Regroup.
Right. So now we go back to my room.
Which is all the way down the hallway from my room.
Yeah.
Like, we're far.
And we're standing in the doorway, just seeing if we can hear anything. And of course we can.
We can.
Because they are screaming.
Screaming at each other.
At the top of their lungs.
Yes. Like, crying. Like, it was intense.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're standing there for, like, a good 30 minutes.
Yeah, listening.
And then your roommate comes back, and she mentions it. She's like, do you hear that yelling? And we were like, bro, yes, that's dead-ass my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we explained everything to her.
Yeah.
She was so nice. She was like, oh, my God, it's, like, happened to me before. Yep. Like, I know what you're feeling, da-da-da-da. So now it's, like, pushing. It's a little past 12, midnight. Honestly.
Yeah.
And we're both, like, kind of upset. We're like, you know, we have to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have early morning classes. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get, like,
my stuff
and go to the bathroom and, like, start brushing my teeth. Like, I'm mad. So I walk in. It's still so intense in there. Like, Susie's bawling her eyes out. Like, about to throw a punch at Chad. Like, very upset.
Rose petals
smashed. On my carpet. Smashed. Like,
completely.
Stomped in.
Yeah.
Yes.
A carpet you bought.
Carpet I bought for our dorm room.
Stained.
Stained.
Now.
Done.
With rose petals.
With rose petals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mess in there.
Yeah.
I grab my shit. They're yelling, whatever. I go into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Kate and her roommate are both in there. Yep. And it's literally just the three of us. I swing the door open. I'm like, I can't sleep in there. You know, mm-hmm. I can't do it. They're so annoying. They're still fighting. It's a mess in there. Yeah. I'm like freaking out. I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. So then
my roommate and I obviously felt bad. Yes. So we were like, oh my gosh, like if you really don't want to sleep in there, like you can sleep in our room. Like we have room. Yeah. Because our room, even though it was small, like my roommate had her bed lifted up.
Yeah, so there was room.
Yeah, there wasn't like much underneath of it besides like her desk. So yeah. Like there was room for her to sleep. So we were like, oh, you can just sleep in our room. I know it's not ideal, but like it's probably better than your room.
Yeah.
And Chloe was like, okay. So she had to go back into the room to like get your like pajamas. Yeah, and, like,
literally.
And I was like, oh God.
Literally, I did.
I'm so sorry.
It was so bad. Yeah. But basically, I had to sleep in or on Kate's floor the second week of school, second day of knowing each other. Mm-hmm. You know, bonding, guys.
Exactly.
So,
next morning,
mm-hmm. it's like 7:30 because we have to get up and go to class.
Yeah.
I walk into my room and like start getting ready, mm-hmm. and Susie and Chad are like asleep on the.
Like nothing happened.
Nothing happened. On the futon.
Yeah.
Cuddling.
Mm-hmm.
Literally in each other's arms. Yep. Calm. It's still a fucking mess in there. Mm-hmm. Like, still rose petals everywhere.
Yep.
So now I'm just mad. I'm like, that was all for nothing. Yeah, literally all for nothing.
Literally.
So then Susie gets up because she also has an early morning class, mm-hmm. and she doesn't say anything to me. She knows I'm mad. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even say sorry.
Yeah.
We don't talk about it, but I kind of like get in and get out because I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I obviously call my mom and tell her about it, and she was like, you need to call her out, like, mm-hmm. this isn't cool, like, you need to say something. So long story short, with this situation, I did call her out, and when I got back from class, or, like, later in the day, we talked about it, and it turns out the two of them kept yelling and screaming at each other for, like, another hour, and she said that Chad was so upset that he, like, opened the door.
Ran out of the room.
And ran out of our door.
Into, like, the outside, like out into the road,
campus,
like
yeah.
onto our campus, like not just in our hallway.
He was out of the building, bro. Yeah.
And he did not know where he is.
No,
because he's not from around here.
No,
he does not go to school here.
No,
and we're also new, so we barely know.
We barely know. So Susie didn't know where she was either.
So
I think his end goal was to run to his car, mm-hmm. but he didn't know where his car was.
Exactly.
So Susie said that she ran after him, and he was like going in the complete opposite direction, but she couldn't keep up with him.
Yep.
So they lost each other. They weren't together on campus for like a good 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was like a huge like search for Chad.
Literally.
And Susie said she came across some random girl and had to ask her where she was because she ended up by the stadium,
which is like 20-30 minutes away
from our dorm.
Yeah.
So like they were all over campus.
Yeah.
And it turns out that they like made up outside. They finally found each other, mm-hmm. and they didn't get back to our dorm room until like four or something like that.
Some bizarre hour.
And she said that she left the dorm room open with all the lights on, and that's how she came back to it because she thought I would clean up.
Turn the lights out, wake up and fix everything.
No, like, I'm not in my bed, honey.
Yeah.
Like, why would you ever think that? Yeah. Like, I don't fucking understand.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah. Basically, that was the intro to my relationship with my
your roommate.
Freshman year roommate.
And her boyfriend.
And her lovely boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, after that, just kind of went downhill because it got worse.
It got worse.
Don't know how. Literally cannot tell you how it could get worse than that,
but it did. Yeah. Literally, it did.
So then everyone had to get involved.
Everyone had to get involved.
It started to like slow down.
Yeah, like we fixed it.
Fixed it a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, like with Chad, he basically was only allowed to come once a month, but he never did.
Yeah,
like after we had a whole conversation with our RA
for like hours,
for hours.
He never showed up. She kind of went home.
She went home like every weekend, mm-hmm. and he would show up to get her, but he never stayed the night again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But when he was there
for one of the final times,
Kate finally got to meet him.
Of course, I was like, I still want to meet him. I know it's bad, but like he's still kind of an icon.
Yes,
to the point where I have to meet him.
Yes.
So Chloe texts me one day. She's like, "Yo, Chad's here," and I'm like, "Oh my god, this is my freaking opportunity. I'm not missing this." So I'm in my room. I'm like, "All right, we're gonna go to like lunch or something. So I'll come to your room. We'll say what's up, and then we can head out." So I walk down the hallway, have this, like, great idea in my head of, like, Chad and me meeting, like, this is gonna be so funny. So I walk into the door, and I'm like, "Hey, Susie," and Susie's like, "Hey, Kate." Chad's just sitting there. She does not introduce me to him at all. Mm-mm, he's just sitting, yeah, staring straight ahead.
Doing his homework
that she's doing.
She does for him, because right. that was another thing.
And so they're, like, doing their homework, or he's doing his homework. This is what he says. His intro line, his big intro line is this. What's 10 times 12? And I was, like, my jaw dropped, because I was like, what? Like, is that your hello now? And Susie is like, and Chloe's like, 120. And I'm just standing losing my mind, because then I'm like laughing now. And he's like, oh, right, thanks. That was it. No
didn't
other
say
words.
Hi or anything. Nothing, just nothing. What's 10 times 12?
So that I was like, oh, okay. No, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Chad.
That actually made my whole life. Thank you.
Yes, for sure.
That was all I met of this man's, and yeah. I mean, that's all I needed.
Lucky you.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally all you needed.
I needed. Right. Yeah. Good enough for me.
Good enough, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So
therefore,
at the end of the day, if you take anything out of this,
go random.
All right, if you're a freshman, sophomore, I don't care if you're transferring, whatever. Go random. If you have the option, go random.
You'll have the option. Yeah. You
so
will.
Please.
Be honest about your preferences. Mm-hmm. Be straightforward, because you'll just be happier that way.
Yeah, exactly. And you might still get some bizarre roommate, but yes.
Honestly, it adds to the true freshman dorm experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, it's a life lesson.
It is a life lesson. I learned a lot.
Now we got to see Chad.
We got to see
a toxic relationship play out. Now we know what not to do when we're in a relationship. And now the big reveal is that we have assumed they are no longer
together.
Dating.
They are no longer together. Mm-hmm. So, after all of that, after all they put me through, mm-hmm. it wasn't worth it in
was
the
it
end.
Was it worth it?
No.
Because they're not dating.
They are not dating.
Or at least we assume they're not.
I'm positive. They're not. They're definitely not. But, yes.
Yeah.
So, guys.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy life.
That was, like, our first summoning experience.
Yeah. Honestly, that was, like, the true, authentic summoning. Because we did not plan that at all.
You know. That was, like, a preview into our friendship. Mm-hmm. like, God
what was
going like,
to happen.
God was, like, get used to
it. Yeah, he was, like, oh, and if we ever do another one of these,
you'll hear it. It's crazy.
You won't believe it, but this stuff is 100% true.
Yeah.
Okay. Some of it sounds so bizarre that you're like, no way.
No way did that happen. It did. Mm-hmm. Only to us, though.
Yeah. And it will happen again and again.
And again. Yeah.
Just our life.
It's like expected now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
If something weird doesn't happen,
then things are going too well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of boring.
It's boring.
Right.
This is all entertainment.
It's
hopefully you're being entertained.
By our epic fails. Yeah.
Our clowning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
But, so this was the first episode.
Yeah. If anyone has any suggestions or anything, comments, questions, concerns, let us know.
Hit us up
on Instagram. Or if you know us,
text, if you have our number,
yeah, you know, anything. Okay, yeah.
But
yeah,
thanks for listening to Shit Show.
Yeah, have a great day, life, semester, year, anything. Okay, yep.
Peace out.